This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Corporate globalist conspiracy using communism as its operating system is waging war against the nation state that's based on free market capitalism. And the shining example of that has been the United States of America. That's why Antifa, the paramilitary arm of the New World Order, is international. That's why their slogan is no borders, no walls, no USA at all.
Trump, no wall, no USA at all. No Trump, no wall.
Citizens are being brutally attacked by Muslims, by Africans, by people from the Middle East, from Asia. The thing to do is attack white people, because the international Marxist globalist system run by the big mega banks and by big tech is teaching that to create the collapse of society and enslave the first world along with the third world that they're now exploiting. You're watching video of Antifa Molotov cocktails burning and attacking the U.S. Embassy in Athens, Greece. The mega banks want to consolidate and vertically integrate the economy. They want to bankrupt the middle class, whether you be brown, black, or white. It is their sworn globalist goal. And the communists are now heavily financed and are attacking the U.S. Embassy. That's why Senator Cotton of Arkansas, Army veteran himself, has come out and said, send in the troops. And you've got traitors like the Democrat Mattis saying that Trump's a danger to the Constitution. When you have leftist governors pushing insurrection and a breakdown of society after a three-month lockdown to bankrupt the economy, and they're now going from mail-in ballots to email ballots, and they're openly saying the borders shouldn't exist while the lockdown causes a total third world collapse and hundreds of millions coming our way. And the UN says that's the plan, bringing hundreds of millions that they control politically. And then because those people aren't white, you divide them into racial groups as their uniform to control them. This is a classical gang takeover. Of course, the brown people coming in aren't going to take over anything. They're just being used as pawns on the chessboard. It is the 31st anniversary of Tiananmen Square, when pro-America, pro-democracy demonstrators said, we're sick of the Communist Party being our masters. Thousands were machine gunned and run over by armored vehicles. That's a real tyranny when the military comes in to kill peaceful people who are simply peacefully demonstrating for free speech at their university. And they had to send troops from 800 miles away because the local troops wouldn't attack them. But when the governors and the mayors encourage looting and rioting and attacks on white people, led by white people, that is not just an insurrection. It is a foreign-funded overthrow of the country, and that's what the communists and Antifa and all of them say. And the Justice Department's opened a criminal investigation into Antifa. They're trying to figure out, quote, who funds it. Well, Alexander Soros captains the main funding group. Soros funds it on record. Bill Ayers and all of them are involved. You have the Rise Up different action committees that run full-page ads in the New York Times. We know who prints the signage, who prints the booklets. We know the names of all the people. In fact, you guys bring my New York Times full-page ad from 2 years ago. It tells you who runs Antifa right there at the bottom. They're the ones buying $100,000 ads in the paper saying, rise up, overthrow the government, meaning the elected government, and bring in a permanent tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Mr. Anti-Police State. The lockdown's the police state. The globalists coming to take our guns as the police state, telling us we can't have pro-gun demonstrations. It's the Democrats. They're overthrowing the country. We have to save the country. That's what our military does.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale, we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Egg, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
One hundred fifty-one days to the incredibly important election that the New World Order globalists are throwing everything they can at. Either cancel and overthrow Trump via the 25th Amendment, assassinate the president, and or steal the election bigger than Dallas. Coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide on this Thursday, June 4th, 2020 transmission, I am your host, Alex Jones. Only way we reach new people, only way we expose the dire straits the Republic is in and save the country and the world is when you get excited and when you spread the live links to newswars.com/show, infowars.com/show, and band.video, and telling folks about the local AM and FM stations and TV stations that carry this transmission in your area. You are Paul Revere. And as you can see, it's not been rhetoric when I've been here on air telling you that get ready for martial law, get ready for civil war, get ready for the Joker movie to lionize and legitimize mass killing of police and white people or anybody that's seen as well-to-do. It's a fake class struggle by trillion-dollar companies run by billionaires worth hundreds of billions apiece who are openly funding Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the communist movement so that you never actually figure out how they've destroyed the middle class and how they are consolidating power. They give you the operating system of class struggle and communism through the state-controlled media and state-controlled universities that you go to, believing you're fighting the man, but all you're really doing is removing the last vestiges of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, elected government, U.S. military, so there can be the full takeover by the globalists. And that's where we are. The last vestiges of the old republic being swept away. And the very IMF World Bank controlled systems set up by the Rockefeller dynasty that hijacked America and transferred our power to China run giant open air death camps all over China with Christians, Buddhists, and Muslims. It's an atheist state. 3 million Muslims in death camps, and even mainstream news admits Apple has them making slave components. But Tim Cook goes around waving his arms around like a demonic leprechaun, talking about how he's banning right-wingers and how he loves Black Lives Matter and they're having Black Tuesday, hijacking your devices because he cares so much about one black man that died in Minnesota. It's a total fraud. And once they get you virtue signaling, they have the National Guard bowing to the looters. They have the police bowing to the looters. And I watched the videos from Sweden, from Spain, from the United States. It is frothing, hateful, really demonic-looking people that are out there attacking. Very low IQ. They could be old, they could be young, they could be black, they could be white. It's just frothing, absolutely hateful people running around throwing Molotov cocktails, attacking the press, and just randomly beating up old white women because they're white, and screaming, "You're an effing white male," when they're white. "You don't have speech. You're an effing white male," says AIDS Skrillex, famously, to Owen Schroyer. There's no logic. There's no truth in them. There's only the emotion that they went to community college and they were told they were part of a communist uprising and they had power. And they were converted over as radicals in that movement, believing that some amazing future was coming to them. But all that's coming to them is death of the engine of freedom, our free market capitalist system that's been cronyistic and that has had its problems, but compared to the other kleptocracies, has been the greatest launch point for human invention and human ingenuity and human ideas and a better way of life. But that better way of life took us off the land, it domesticated us, and created spoiled brats. My dad was raised on a farm and a ranch, and he knows how to do everything, from electricity to butchering a cow to roofing a house. I know a fraction of that, and I'll tell you, my children are good, and they help clean the house and do things like that, but they are domesticated compared to me, compared to my dad, or compared to his dad. And you go and you look at the people in the inner cities, black, white, old, young, it doesn't matter. They are totally bathed in brainwashing. They are immersed in communist ideology. They are totally disconnected from reality. And if you go to a Democrat event, everybody's seen the videos, it is so sad how soul-sucked and how physically dead-eyed all of the people are. You ask yourself, what happened to them? There's no energy. There's no life in them. There's only an idea that they're going to go out and they're going to conquest the country by burning down their own neighborhoods. And that's all it is a bunch of welfare heads that have got their college degree and have been promised that they are going to have this wonderful future once the communist revolution takes place. And they all have a fake punk rock demeanor to them. Now let's get into what's coming up today. I got a chessboard out here because I want to talk about the games that are being played and how we should be smart enough to be outside the game and realize what the end game is. Because the end game is death for everybody. And this is a game, ladies and gentlemen, that you do not want to play. And there's no doubt that there's a thousand flavors of BS out there, but this is the truth. This is how the world really works. We've really done the studying. We know who the players are. This is what the New World Order looks like. And we know what the New World Order looks like, ladies and gentlemen, because they've told us what it is. They're very arrogant about it at the academic level. And they talk in Hillary Clinton's emails about her dumb Antifa baristas that think they're going to rule and how they're going to be rudely awakened when they learn that they've been used to just bring the country down. So when you see these people, you have to remember they are mainly hired thugs and meth heads at the lowest level. Then they're washed out community college students. And then they're academics above that. And then above that, they are governors. They are U.S. senators. They are the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Soroses, literally funding these people to absolutely hate the very existence of America itself. That's why Antifa is an international terror group now firebombing U.S. embassies. Because they are a conquering ideology. They believe they have a right to rule. This is go time, worldwide revolution. And Trump's big crime is he's not a globalist, and he wasn't going to sit idly by while the Chinese communist century continued to oppress the Chinese people, takes over Hong Kong, takes over Taiwan, takes over Africa, has giant open-air death camps everywhere, begins to take over our country, our universities, our way of life as the model of what the future is here on the anniversary of Tiananmen Square. So, Tom Cotton, send in the troops. We're going to get into his report and what he's talking about. We're being put into artificial martial law. We're being put into civil war. We're being put into lack of law and order so that Trump can be run out of office like Ceausescu, but he's not a dictator. This is a leftist foundation-run CIA coup. That's why they have all these leftist CIA people going, we're very worried at the CIA that Trump's planning to be a dictator. No, you're the ones trying to overthrow elections. You're the ones that tried to have the silent coup. You're the ones that have been caught red-handed. And they're not giving up. They're more dangerous today than they were 6 months ago before they were caught red-handed. So, Limbaugh yesterday was saying everything we told you 3 years ago about wiretaps on Trump and the silent coup run by Obama and how dangerous it is. But we can't wait 3 years this time to wake up. I'm going to tell you what's coming next, not what happened 3 years ago. That's what we do here. Nothing against Limbaugh. It's good to see that he's finally figured everything out. But now we've got to expose the next phase of the enemy operation before it's too late.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to FrontSight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at FrontSight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are the one they call president?
I am.
Kneel before Zod.
Kneel before Zod!
You are not the president. No one who leads so many could possibly kneel so quickly.
I'm the man they're protecting. I'm the president.
Throughout history and every culture, when you are a slave, or when you are bowing to your master or your god, you kneel. It was all choreographed. First you kneel, saying you don't respect the flag of the country you live in, that it's a bad place, you're affiliated with Xi Jinping. That's who financed it all. But now, you kneel to show your solidarity and that you're not a racist. But then all it does is cause more burning, more attacks, more death. What are we going to do? How far are we going to bow? And does bowing ever elicit anyone's respect? Anyone that asks you to bow to them that's not your God that you choose to bow to is beyond a tyrant. What they are is cult leaders. And that is exactly what the entire New World Order is. A religion of hating yourself because you're a human, you're bad for the earth. If you're white, because you're a racist. If you're straight, because you were not cool. Because you're having children. You're being taught to have a new religion. To join a suicide cult. The only thing missing at these new, quote, anti-God prayer vigils is drinking the Kool-Aid. All right. Let's get into it right now. Well, Drew Brees came out and, you know, said, listen, I'm not going to kneel when the American flag's out because my grandfathers were in World War II and I think America's good. Well, Twitter banned him for that, blocked his video. Everybody else came out and attacked him. The corporate world did. And so he said, I'm sorry. I will bow. I will kneel now. I hate the flag. I mean, he didn't actually say, he said, I'm sorry. I was insensitive. I didn't understand it. I just meant I was proud of America, but I'm sorry. I denounce myself. You're right. You're right. This is all part of us being trained that we're bad. And once they've done that now, you've got to follow their political will. And it's not black people that you're going to be serving. That's a joke. It's the globalists. It's the academics that were promised all the control. They're the priesthood of the new system. So CNN had one of these globalist big foundation paid hacks on, and it was all a setup. They're like, well, what about children? What should be happening in schools? Well, we need to teach the white children. They're inherently bad. And my 12-year-old daughter said, yeah, Dad, everywhere online and in the academic stuff, it's saying whites are inherently bad. Think about that. Teaching children, never done anything in their life, because the color of their skin, they're bad. And that's the left. That's the globalist. the complete opposite of Martin Luther King, who just stated what was already known, that you should judge people off the character and the content of their deeds, not off what color they are. But all of that's being thrown away for the New World Order. CNN, white children don't deserve innocence. And the left's all about getting rid of the age of consent, drugging children, getting them to take vaccines outside their parents' wishes. It's about killing innocence. What does evil want? Innocence. What does it target? Innocence. What does it want to destroy? Innocence. Because innocence is the genesis of you opening up to the universe and God and discovering the universe yourself and having that communion. But if they can't get in front of that first and teach people to hate themselves, well, they're going to fail. These people are pure psychological warfare evil, and they know they are. The environmental movement's about stealing property and controlling everyone and shutting down industry and only allowing their industry. They know that. They admit that. The whole race-based system is in Hillary's WikiLeaks, where she's talking to a top professor of psychology, and they go, the only answer is to intensify culture war. And that's what you're seeing. And these idiots play along with it because they're followers, because they think it's empowering them, because the media pats them on the head. It's up to us who are leaders, who have red blood, to say no to this cult takeover. Here's CNN saying we've got to indoctrinate children and teach them to hate themselves and have low self-esteem and to follow orders and to prove to the new church of the New World Order that they atone for their original sin, the new religion, the priesthood. Here it is.
I think the important thing for white parents to keep in the front of our mind is that if black children in this country are not allowed innocence and childhood without fear of being killed by police or marginalized in some other way, then our children don't deserve innocence. If Tamir Rice can be shot dead in a public park playing with a toy gun, something white children do all over this country every day without the same fear of being shot, if Tamir Rice can be killed, then white children need to be told at least at the same age. If they can't be innocent, we don't get to be innocent. And if we would keep that in the front of our minds, then perhaps we would be able to hear what black and brown folks are telling us every day and have been for many years.
So what he's saying is, if you buy his premise, human sacrifice, to just, if somebody did something wrong 1,000 miles away, let's do something wrong here. There's lots of white kids get shot with guns that look real. That's why they make all the kids' toys bright orange now. There's 250 million people. A few kids get shot a year with toy guns. And it's all police are bad. All whites are bad. All of this is not based in logic, because as Rod Serling, a true patriot, said, under a tyranny, truth is a menace and logic is the enemy. Logic is the enemy and truth is a menace, to quote him properly. And that's why you look at these people, they're at war with common sense. Now, bring me in the statistics from the FBI. 10-1 black on white crime. 10-1 on average nationwide. Some areas it's 30, 40 times. I could show you 100 videos of black people killing white people, shooting them and torturing them and beating them in the last couple of weeks. We barely showed it because it's still statistically very low. But if you want to see it, we can show it. Were black people killed in these riots? But you'll never see that on the national news because they're not humanizing it. By design, they're creating the perception that you're guilty and you're bad, so you've got to do what the cult says, and you've got to go under their control. And these are all creepy, evil people that are doing this, but you don't hear a damn thing out of CNN or MSNBC who put up puff pieces for Communist China about how they have real live death camps and how they won't even let black people basically into China. But that's okay, because only white people are bad. What a load of BS. Now, when we come back, send in the troops. We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. The This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
We are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide. The Attorney General, Bill Barr, is about to come out with announcements. They have leftist arms inside the FBI that have been setting up these right-wing provocateur groups, the Bugaloo movement, and all the rest of it. Notice you've got them already charged, but no Antifa charge with terrorism. That is outrageous. Antifa is run by Alexander Soros and George Soros. We know the organization that controls it. We know their main website, refusefascism.org, a communist international organization. Their command and control is all public. Their stuff's all printed up centrally in San Francisco and New York and D.C. The U.N. is involved, and we have all the internal documents as well at Infowars.com detailing the entire battle plan. Documents detail plan for civil unrest, martial law that was being run by Obama and by Brennan. So if you want to know who's behind all this, FBI, here it is, open and shut for you. Just all right there. Everybody just plays dumb like we don't know who these dirtbags are. We've gone to cover Antifa events in places like San Francisco and Berkeley, and it's run out of the college bookstore. I mean, they don't even hide this stuff. So, bunch of former weathermen. I mean, who do you think runs all this? Bunch of foundation-funded communists. And they're gearing up for their big push. We've got firebombings going on at U.S. embassies. We've got people getting shot and killed, like five cops killed yesterday. You don't even learn their names, ladies and gentlemen. But you sure know the guy that died in Minnesota. Okay, yeah, I'm not glad he's dead. Why would I be? The point is that this is the manipulation of the media. We've got footage of a dog being choked to death that was stolen by someone because the person was white, and the black crazy man strangling the puppy to death. I mean, do you blame all black people for that, or do you say that it's Joe Biden's fault? Well, Joe Biden's been pushing the riots. I mean, you can say it more than it's Trump's fault. This is crazy. You've got Mattis, who I guess got his paperback book coming out, so he wants to promote it. Coming out saying Trump's a danger to the Constitution. We've been overtaken by globalists. We've had our sovereignty transferred out of the country. We've had the nation absolutely enslaved. All right, here comes the Attorney General with this big announcement. Let's go to the Fox News feed.
Including the protesting being co-opted by those who would turn it violent. But we now see the others pull into place, and the Attorney General for the United States, Bill Barr.
Everybody, thank you for joining us at this remote press conference. Over the Constitution Avenue entrance to this building is a Latin inscription that translates, "Everything is created by law and order." That ancient principle still holds true. Our free society depends on the rule of law. The assurance that ordinary citizens can go about their lives without being subject to arbitrary violence or fear. When the rule of law breaks down, the promise of America does also. Our nation is now confronting two serious challenges to the rule of law. The first is a long-standing one, but was recently crystallized and driven home by the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The video of the police conduct in this episode, as I said before, is harrowing. When you watch it and imagine that one of your own loved ones was being treated this way and begging for their lives, it is impossible for any normal human being not to be struck to the heart with horror. This matter is being pursued by both the state and the federal government. The state has filed already second-degree murder charges against one of the officers and aiding and abetting charges against the other three officers. As we typically do in cases such as this, the Department of Justice and the FBI is conducting a parallel and independent investigation into possible violations of federal civil rights laws. The President has directed me to spare no effort. We are coordinating our work with the Attorney General of Minnesota and, as a matter of comedy, the Department of Justice typically lets the state go forward with its proceedings first. This afternoon, our United States Attorney in Minnesota and the FBI special agent in charge of our Minneapolis field office, the FBI's field office, will attend a memorial service for Mr. Floyd. Today is a day of mourning, and the day is coming soon, I am confident, when justice will be served. George Floyd's death was not the first of its kind, and it exposes concerns that reach far beyond this particular case. While the vast majority of police officers do their job bravely and righteously, it is undeniable that many African Americans lacked confidence in our American criminal justice.
You know, this is really all about, folks.
This must change.
In the final equation, it's going to be robots policing you.
Mandates equal protection of the laws, and nothing less is acceptable.
You already saw it with the COVID rollout.
The nation's leading.
It's going to be ground robots, air robots. Humans are going to be taking out everything. It's going to be, the robots colorblind. Watch.
I believe that police chiefs and law enforcement officials and leaders around the country are committed to ensuring that racism plays no part in law enforcement and that everyone receives equal protection of the laws. In October 2019, the President established the first Commission on Law Enforcement since the 1960s, and I am meeting with them later this month, and I have been talking to
this is live. We're going to continue to watch this. He said two big issues, Floyd, and the next will be Antifa, the looting, the criminality, the riots. If he hasn't gotten to that yet, when we come back, we'll just keep going. If not, we'll back it up here. We've got to go to break here. Radio, TV stations out there have to take their breaks. We understand that. Please don't forget that we've had the biggest sale of the year yet, extended now, 60% off flash sale. A lot of stuff's very close to selling out. So if you want your DNA Force Plus, the PQQ and the CoQ10, if you want your X2, you want your X3, if you want your Real Red Pill Plus, a lot of that's very close to selling out. We also have a lot of other great products like Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula that has been sold out. That should be back in next week. But there's just a lot of these great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And the sale is what funds our operation. We have to sell a lot of product, though, to be able to fund ourselves when we sell it at this big a discount. Super Male Vitality, never do this, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, never do it, 60% off. Brain Force Plus, never do this, 60% off. Biotrue Selenium, never do it, 60% off. Chill Force, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, never been, 60% off. Survival Shield X2, never been, 60% off. Emerson Essential Hand Sanitizer, never been, 60% off. DNA Force, never been, 60% off. Living Defense Plus, never been, 60% off. Turbo Force, never been, 60% off. All 60% off now. Get great products, try them out, and fund the InfoWar.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Useful idiots, the Antifa morons, the people wearing their stupid COVID mask. Notice the military is not wearing their little diaper mask anymore. It's all a giant hoax. By the way, more scientists, more governments have come out saying COVID-19 is a giant hoax. But it is a new virus patented and owned by a consortium of Fauci and Bill Gates and the Chinese government. Cannot make that up. And see, the crime is so big, they just think they won't get prosecuted. Just like Antifa is publicly funded by Alexander Soros and George Soros. Let's go to the Attorney General. As predicted, he said two things. You know, the death of Floyd and now the lawlessness, the rioting. We'll see what he's about to announce. Here it is.
Solutions so that Mr. Floyd's death will not have been in vain. We will work hard to bring good out of bad. Unfortunately, the aftermath of George Floyd's death has produced a second challenge to the rule of law. While many have peacefully expressed their anger and grief, others have hijacked protests to engage in lawlessness. Violent rioting, arson, looting of businesses and public property, assaults on law enforcement officers and innocent people, and even the murder of a federal agent. Such senseless acts of anarchy are not exercises of First Amendment rights. They are crimes designed to terrify fellow citizens and intimidate communities. As I told the governors on Monday, we understand the distinction between three different sets of actors here. The large preponderance of those who are protesting are peaceful demonstrators,
but are America haters,
who are exercising their First Amendment rights.
And they have that to be idiots.
At some demonstrations, however, there are groups that exploit the opportunity to engage in such crimes as looting. And finally, at some demonstrations, there are extremist agitators who are hijacking the protests to pursue their own separate and violent agenda. We have evidence that Antifa and other similar extremist groups, as well as actors of a variety of different political persuasions, have been involved in instigating and participating in the violent activity. And we are also seeing foreign actors playing all sides to exacerbate the violence. The Department of Justice is working to restore order in the District of Columbia and around the nation. Here in Washington, we are working with the local police, the citizen soldiers of the National Guard, and other federal agencies to provide safety and justice. We have deployed all the major law enforcement components of the department on this mission, including the FBI, the ATF, the DEA, the Bureau of Prisons, and the U.S. Marshal Service. Their leaders are with me today and will be talking shortly. I thank all of these leaders and their components for working bravely and professionally to protect the district. I'm pleased to say that, especially over the last two nights, the demonstrations, while large, have been peaceful. The Justice Department is also working closely with our state and local partners to address violent riots around the country. Our federal law enforcement efforts are focused on the violent instigators. Through the FBI, U.S. attorneys' offices, component field offices, and state and local enforcement, we are receiving real-time intelligence, and we have deployed resources to quell outbreaks of violence in several places. I urge governors and mayors and other state and local leaders to work closely with the National Guard and with us. The federal government has thus far made 51 arrests for federal crimes in connection with violent rioting. We will continue to investigate, to make arrests, and to prosecute where warranted. When I was Attorney General in 1992, riots broke out in Los Angeles following the acquittal by the state of police officers accused of beating Rodney King. Ultimately, the Department of Justice, at my direction, filed federal civil rights charges against those officers. As President Bush assured the nation at that time, quote, "The violence will end, justice will be served, hope will return." The same is true today. The rule of law will prevail. Thank you. Now I'd like to introduce my colleague, Chris Wray, the director of the FBI. And I have to say, this is the FBI that I've had the pleasure of working with over the last few days, the FBI that I know and love, that have really stood up here and performed magnificently, not only here in D.C., but around the country and in all their field offices. And their enforcement functions, their intelligence functions are now in full gear. And I'm confident that with the FBI's leadership, we are going to deal effectively with the criminals who were involved in extremist violence.
Okay, well, start with George Soros and Alexander Soros. Obama.
Thank you, General, for your leadership. Good morning. This is, needless to say, an incredibly challenging time for our country.
All right, he's going to go into some politically correct comments. I can't handle it. Just turn it off. The whole thing was Hollywood-produced movies, The Joker, all of them, Rob Reiner saying overthrow the government, race war. And I'll be talking to people, high-level defense intelligence, CIA, and they're like, how do you know this, Jones? How do I know it? They run around announcing it like a bugle charge, a cavalry charge. But everyone is in their own little bubbles, I guess, watching CNN and Fox News. That's why when they ran full-page ads saying overthrow the government and kill all the white people in the New York Times, they then ran articles saying Jones made it up. There's no full-page ads. What the hell are you talking about? Jones made it up. Antifa's not violent. No, Jones burned down the homeless camp. And they have had hundreds of TV stations and dozens of major newspapers, including international ones, run with the fact that we burned down a homeless camp last week. Even though we're there covering it and you see the Antifa burning it, this is the level. Our media is allied with this. This is what they want. And if people continue to be naive about all this, we don't have a prayer in hell. We told you who was spying on Trump, who the moles were, who the infiltrators were, the fake FISA court. We broke the Nunes memo. We broke everything. Because we research. We know what we're talking about. People think in government because they've got security clearances, they're finding stuff out. What about who flew into a country or maybe you can dial into somebody's computer? How about you actually study what the criminals are up to and listen to them? Bill Gates says they're going to set up a world government, reduce the population to 500 million in public statements. Do you care about that? Bill Gates publicly funded at least 14 operations at the Wuhan laboratory, including 5 to create a vaccine for a weaponized coronavirus with Fauci. Of course, the head of MI6 just came out and said it's obviously man-made out of the Wuhan lab, released on purpose to destabilize the planet, because that's what it is. And the sooner people start waking up, the better. Oh, yeah, Bill Gates' vaccines are basically killing the people they're testing them on. We told you all this that's now breaking in January because we know who to watch. I didn't just start picking on Bill Gates 20-something years ago because I felt like it. I thought he was the Microsoft guy 25 years ago. I knew he had an antitrust investigation. I knew he was a little smartass. Everybody knew the guy was bad news. And then I started researching the New World Order, and every time I kicked open some door, there he was at the center of the spider web. And so everybody can keep being naive at the FBI and the CIA, and the public can keep being naive at your own peril. Because everybody thinks, oh, we'll beat these leftist rioters, blah, blah, blah. There's powerful evil behind them. The Chi-Coms, the globalists, they're making their move. They're just probing right now. They've got thousands of public officials they're planning to kill. And I guess you're all just going to sit there and let them do it. But I'll tell you this, the party's over for all you candy asses. The party's over. Hour 2 straight ahead.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407.
1-800-900-8407.